Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Now, we've got some breaking news about the Baker administration pushing for a return to in-person schooling. WBUR is tracking that. We will bring you an update on it a little later in the hour. But first, we want to address some other breaking news today because there is another new candidate in the Boston mayoral race, State Representative and Emergency Room Physician John Santiago. Santiago joins three city councilors in the race, Michelle Wu, Andrea Campbell, Anissa Saibi-George. Each of them talked to Radio Boston on the day they announced, and now Representative Santiago joins us on the line. Representative Santiago, welcome to Radio Boston.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. I'll ask you the same first question I asked the other candidates. Why did you decide to run? Why are you the right next person to lead the city of Boston?
You know, we are living in some consequential time. This pandemic has completely upended society as we know it, our healthcare system, our economy, our schools. You know, I'm running for mayor to bring back a Boston stronger than ever, to really lead this city through this crisis into recovery rooted in equity and opportunity, because I really think this moment really transcends politics. And I think the city of Boston is going to require a leader and a public servant who's ready to tackle that crisis. And I've been doing that my whole life as someone who's dedicated it to public service, be it the Peace Corps, the Army, in the ER, on the front lines, and as a state representative. And so I'm very much looking forward to, you know, we announced our candidacy today and meeting folks from all across the city and getting them on board as soon as possible.
So one can assume that you looked at the existing candidate field and you said something's missing, something's not there that needs to be there. What is that something that you think you bring?
Actually, no. I mean, I'm not, you know, regardless of the candidates who are there, and I happen to know them and they're friends of mine, colleagues, people I've worked closely with. I'm running because I think I have the skills and the experiences and the perspectives to lead the city through this crisis. You know, I work on the front lines. You know, I hear my patients, their calls for help, their concerns with respect to the pandemic. And it's not just about the pandemic. I mean, we have to realize what this pandemic has done. It has essentially, you know, taken off the lid of the inequities that so many of us were familiar with and has exposed them and has exacerbated them. And that's really been my life's work long before I was on Beacon Hill, long before I was a physician in the ER. But my experiences in the hospital and on Beacon Hill have really made that much clearer to me. You know, when I'm in the ER and I take care of someone, you know, let's say, for example, a young person who's been shot as a result of gun violence, that person is there ultimately because, you know, he or she lacked the economic and educational opportunities that some of us have had. And so understanding the intersectionality of all these issues, it's important. And that's the perspective we bring. And that's what we're going to run on.
So there's a lot there on the social determinants of health. And I know the pandemic is
that's a great
in
term. I've been saying, you know, I'm trying to introduce that term. And I often preface it with like, I got this wonky term for you, but you're exactly right.
Oh, I'm all for the wonkies.
Okay, good. The social determinants of health, the idea that, you know, so much is related to health, right? You know, economic opportunity, education, transportation, equity, housing. And it's really those issues. And, you know, I love the ER and the acuity of that and taking care of someone and really those life and death moments. But in my heart of hearts, I'm a public health guy. I see the bigger picture. And the only reason I got into politics, because I wanted to, you know, transform communities. And that's why I'm in this race.
You know, you had said that early on in your decision to be a public servant, an elected official, the opioid crisis, seeing that up close really started to drive you in that direction. That continues, you know, in the background, we've been focused on the pandemic, but the challenges, for example, at the intersection of Melnia Kest Boulevard, Mass Ave, still there. Other candidates such as Andrea Campbell have come out with platforms in that area. Mayor Walsh has been trying to address it for 4 years. What is your thought on what needs to happen there and what would you bring to the table around Mass and Cass as mayor?
I am going to be the mayoral candidate who figures this out. And I'm going to be the mayor who addresses that situation in a comprehensive and equitable manner. I live one block from Mass Ave. I see what's going on from a neighborhood perspective. I've picked up needles. I have people sleep in my stoop. But I'm also working there in the emergency room. The emergency room is right there on Mass Ave, a block away from Melanie Cass. Every shift I work, I take care of at least three or four people who've overdosed from a certain drug. I know the issue. I live the issue. And in, as a part of my reason, as you stated, an initial one was to address this issue. And over the course of my first term in office, I was very fortunate, even as a freshman lawmaker, to bring significant amount of funding to City Hall to address that issue. But the fact is, that issue is incredibly complicated. It's multifaceted. It's the intersection of homelessness, mental health, and substance use. And it's going to require an all-hands-on-deck approach and have the relationships with the legislature and the governor to really, you know, move the ball forward. And it's not enough to bring resources there. And that's what I did as a member of the legislature. But it's about how do we make sure that services are done in an appropriate manner? How do we begin to decentralize things? Because the fact is, we have a lot of services there, and there are people there that are getting taken advantage of in terms of, you know, my patients walking the streets. There's violence going on there. I see this, you know, as a resident and as an emergency room provider, and I'm going to be the one to figure it out.
So let's talk about where you fit in the candidate landscape. One of the things when City Councilor Nisa Saibi George talked to us, we asked her kind of whether she agreed with an outside characterization that she was a more moderate candidate. And obviously, we have this is a progressive slate of candidates. Where would you put yourself on the continuum? Are you more of a moderate? Are you in line with the more progressive candidates? Is there a different lane you're seeking to occupy?
Yeah, well, I think a part of my frustration with politics is that, you know, we tend to put people in the categories, you know. I would consider myself a progressive, a practical progressive. But more than that, I consider myself as someone who's interested in getting things done and delivering results. That's my approach in the ER, and that's my approach on Beacon Hill. And let me just say, I think we're at an amazing point in Boston where we're talking about, you know, if a person of color can lead the city. I'm not talking about if a person of color can lead the city, but which person of color should. And, you know, I think I'm that person. And like I said, I've known the candidates in the race. You know, everyone feels their particular lane. However, the pundits or the folks want to define them. I'm in this race because I think we have the broadest appeal across the entire city. You know, I feel comfortable speaking Spanish in the markets of East Boston, you know, going to Roxbury and meeting folks there where I represent parts of South End. I feel comfortable, you know, talking to veteran groups all across South and West Roxbury. I mean, the politics of Boston in prior years and decades about making sure your fiefdom or your neighborhood, your base comes out. I mean, that's an important one, and that will be an important one in this race. But I think my candidacy really transcends that.
So what does it mean to you to realize that as a candidate of color, if the election were held today, Boston would have its first mayor of color and likely will, given the way the race seems to be shaping up?
It's empowering. It's important. I mean, I think we live in a majority minority city where there are certain communities who feel they haven't had the same opportunity as others. And that they're, you know, the folks in leadership right now didn't necessarily represent them. And I'm so honored to be a part of a community here in Boston and in Massachusetts, you know, a community of color. Particularly has, you know, the only announced Latino in the race. You know, we make up 1 out of 5 Bostonians. 42% of the Boston public school system are Latino kids. It's the fastest growing community in the city, in the state, and in this country. And, you know, their voices, as well as those of other communities of color, need to be at the table in the decision-making process. And that's going to be a big part of this campaign. I'm looking forward to having that conversation throughout the next 7 months.
So I do also want to ask you, you're the only man in the race, and this is a moment where we are seeing tremendous numbers of women run for office, have their political influence recognized in a way like never before. When a voter, and at some point somebody's going to ask you, why is it not time for a woman to run this city? How will you answer that question?
What I'll say to you is what I've been saying to people across the city over these past couple of weeks as I've entertained this, you know, this possibility of running for this position. Again, I've known and worked with the 3 announced candidates in the race. I have tremendous respect for all of them. I mean, they're friends of mine, and I've worked with them on a whole host of issues. But I can tell you is that I bring a different set of experiences and perspectives, my own lived experiences as a Latino man with humble beginnings, as someone who's really dedicated his life to public service. And I think the people of Boston will have a tough time making a decision over the next 7 months, but I'm looking forward to making my case across the whole city. As someone who's really going to lead the city through this crisis into recovery very much rooted in equity and opportunity.
All right. That is Massachusetts State Representative and now officially Boston mayoral candidate John Santiago. Representative Santiago, thanks so much for your time. I hope we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.